Earlier this month, Colchester Police Chief Jennifer Morrison became the first woman to be elected president of the Vermont Association of Chiefs of Police. There is only one other female police chief in the state at the University of Vermont Police Department. Morrison says the 51-year-old organization has not been led by a woman before because there have been so few female police chiefs in the state.
Clearly, I have an obligation to be a role model for future female police chiefs. So I think it's an important historic step, and I'm very proud to lead this organization.
As the leader of the Vermont Association of Chiefs of Police, what issues do you want to focus on?
There are a lot of issues that we need to focus on. We are certainly very mindful of moving forward on a path towards legalization of marijuana. We think there are some very important public safety interests that have not necessarily been brought to the table thus far. We're very concerned with unmet social service needs in our communities and the impact that has on our ability to deliver police services. We're also in the midst of an opioid crisis in the state of Vermont. Another topic is the recent tendency of our legislature to over-regulate and create unfunded mandates that have what I believe are unintended consequences. So it's our job to make sure we are educating them on the ripple effect of certain decisions that they make.
Chief Morrison, do you think your gender gives you a different perspective on some of these issues?
I think everybody has a different lens that they're seeing the same problems through. My gender would be unique in that it's so underrepresented in our field, but of course my male colleagues, they also bring very valuable and different experiences to their lens. So, yes, I believe gender is an important aspect, but no, I don't think it's any one of those things is better or worse than the other. We all bring a different perspective, and I think that's what makes the Vermont law enforcement community so rich, is that there are so many different types of people with different experiences that are now at the table.
How do we get more women to go into and stay in law enforcement?
Well, I would say 10 to 12 years ago, we would have been able to have the luxury to really dissect that question. But candidly, we need to hire police officers. Right now, we are struggling to hire police officers that the issue of diversity, or certainly gender diversity, is almost a back burner issue because we are having such a difficult time filling our ranks. That it's become a secondary topic, at least in my agency. And that's a little bit of an indictment of where we are in American policing, that we have somehow made this job so undesirable that that's where we're at right now on the recruitment landscape. But it's not just in Vermont. This is a national issue. Agencies all over the country are struggling to fill their academy classes, and Vermont's no different.
Colchester Police Chief Jennifer Morrison will lead the Vermont Association of Chiefs of Police for 1 year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.